This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Kedra Daniels Navaroli, the Assistant Director and Curator of the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts. And we also have Ginger Greg Duggan, co-curator of Coated Couture and founding partner of Curator Squared. Thank you for coming in. We have a new exhibit coming to the Ruth Funk Center for Textile Arts. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, thank you so much for having us, Terry. Coated Couture opens January 27th at the Funk Center and runs through April 28th. We are really pleased to close the national tour of this exciting exhibition. It was originally organized by Pratt Manhattan Gallery. You know, our shows often explore textile history, so we're really thrilled to present an exhibition that showcases the future of design, and I'm really excited to actually have one of the curators of the exhibition here to talk about the show.
Okay, Ginger, tell us a little bit about Coated Couture.
It looks at designers who are taking a conceptual approach to a new iteration of couture. If you think about the history of fashion and couture in particular, it's more about hand beading and hand fitting things to your specific body measurements, and was kind of an indulgence and one of a kind for those who could afford it. Now, however, designers are interested in taking coating and implementing it for more of a personalization across the board. So visitors to the exhibition will see a number of pieces. Some are garments, some are dresses, some are shoes, and they've all been coded to reflect a wearer's individual personality traits, or perhaps their Twitter feed, or any number of things about them, but them individually and personally. So as opposed to something some viewers might be familiar with, a drop-down menu where you can choose a selection of colors or shapes to pick out something for you specifically, this takes that a step further, and it's the designer working with the individual to design something specifically for them, their likes, their dislikes, everything about them personally. Your psychological background, any number of things can go into play into the code and how it's represented in the actual garment or the shoe. We have a number of pieces on display that are across the board in fashion that illustrate kind of these new concepts and where it can go in the future.
How many designers are represented in this exhibit?
There's an international roster of 10 designers. Some are collaboratives and some are working independently. They're all contemporary designers working now, and it's all conceptual. So at this point, it's purely in the concept phase. It's nothing that you would actually see on the street today, but it's something that you'll see in the future.
You know, we have a number of really exciting pieces in the exhibition, Terry. We have actually a dress designed by a designer collective called Cute Circuit that you can actually tweet at. We have a garment in the exhibition that was designed to respond to the wearer's heart rate. It literally flutters, in this case, when you enter the galleries, when you walk past it. So we have a number of really exciting pieces in the exhibition that are designed to respond really uniquely to the visitors when they walk and interact in the galleries. And that's something that we think is a really exciting aspect to an exhibition that's a really ambitious one for us at the center. The exhibition opens January 27th and it runs through April 28th.
And when can people come and see it?
The center will be open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from noon to 4. Admission is free and docent-led tours can be arranged in advance.
Is there a website or a phone number where people could find out more information?
Yes, definitely. They can learn more about the exhibition and the center by visiting our website at textiles.fit.edu, emailing textiles@fit.edu, or calling 321-674-8313.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech, plus link up with the interview's website. It's all on our website, the address, WFIT.org.